Hello, Neris here. In the next three items, Marnie visits the Norfolk Archive, Mark learns about a new way to help you find your way around, and I talk to the director of a removal company. Over to Marnie.
Hello, everyone. Today I'm visiting the County Archives, which are attached to the big County Hall building on Martinhoe Lane, and I'm with Dr. John Alban, who is the County Archivist. Many different kinds of objects are kept here, and it's an amazing record of life in Norfolk going back over many hundreds of years. One collection of records concerns the Great Hospital, which has recently been recognised by UNESCO, that's the United Nations Education, Scientific and Cultural Organisation, and I hope that Dr. Alban's going to tell us a little more about this. Dr. Alban, welcome to Chat Around.
Thank you.
First of all, what is it that's made UNESCO take an interest?
Well, as you said, there's a lot of material here in the Norfolk Record Office. We are the largest archive service in England outside London.
Really?
Mm. Only the National Archives and the London Metropolitan Archives are bigger than us.
Goodness.
So we have very large collections and very important collections which were recognised in 2005 by the Museums, Libraries and Archives Council, which designated the collections as being of outstanding importance. So that was our starting point. Within those collections are the records of Norwich City Council, and within the records of the City of Norwich are the archives of the Great Hospital, the Hospital of St Giles of Norwich, which came into possession of the city in the 16th century,
and the records have remained
there ever since. We responded last November to a request. UNESCO put out an announcement that they were inviting nominations for inscription into the UK Memory of the World Register, which is intended to make people aware of important archival collections which are of global importance but perhaps would be otherwise unknown.
Right, I see.
Now, the records of the Great Hospital are quite outstanding. There were 1,300 hospitals in medieval England,
yes.
Most of which were abolished at the time of the dissolution of the monasteries.
Of course, Henry VIII and all that.
That's right.
Yes.
The Great Hospital was one of very few which survived, but was virtually the only one which survived with its medieval records intact.
Ah.
So we have a very, very full collection of archives relating to the Great Hospital, dating from the 13th century, dating from its very foundation in around about 1249, and then actually transcending the Reformation.
That is amazing.
And
yeah.
Coming into the 20th century,
yes.
In fact.
So there can't be many of those around, I can't
see. Well, certainly not in this country. So I think that was very important, that you have this huge corpus of documentation, particularly for the Middle Ages, with a continuity. But also, the Great Hospital itself, as an institution, as a hospital, still survives. So we have this magnificent medieval building with its chapel and its wards. That itself has been recognised as one of the iconic Norwich 12 buildings, the iconic 12 historic buildings in Norwich. So you have these two elements coming together, and we thought that this was a perfect candidate for nomination for inscription. Now, it's very, very difficult to get on to that register.
I can imagine.
There were only 10...
If it's a memory of the world.
That's right. So there are only 10 collections already on the register.
Really?
And when they made the announcement of the successes this year, in May of this year, only a further 20 were admitted. And so I think it's great, obviously, for the Norfolk Record Office that we now have international recognition, United Nations recognition of this important collection. It's great for our colleagues in the great hospital who supported our application.
Yes, yes.
And I think it's certainly fantastic for the people of Norfolk that a collection of archives in their county record office has got United Nations standing now.
It is quite astonishing from what you say. It's when you think of the countries in the world and how many there are and how many do go back a long way, and we'll have records that we've got something so very special.
Indeed, and this is the only medieval collection of medieval hospital records which are inscribed.
Yes.
So that gives it a certain importance. I mean, what is quite interesting is, I suppose in the Middle Ages, the hospital itself wasn't terribly important. It was a middling-sized hospital out in East Anglia.
Yes, yes.
And it certainly didn't compare with the great hospitals of Europe, like the Hôtel Dieu in Paris or St. John's Hospital in Bruges. But in terms of record survival, our records are the equivalent of the Premier League medieval
yes,
hospitals.
Yes.
And so it's most important in that respect. The city itself was very, very good at keeping records in the Middle Ages, so it's quite understandable that when the hospital records were acquired, they would be kept properly as well. So, I mean, the city archives, the Norwich City Archives, again, are one of the most important municipal collections, not just in the UK, but in Europe.
Really?
In fact.
Yes.
So, again, not surprising
yes.
that this element would be successful,
yes.
would be significant. But turning to the archives themselves, I mean, they are very complete. The hospital was founded in round about 1249 by Bishop Walter de Suffield, the Bishop of Norwich. And he endowed the hospital as a foundation charter, but also there were lands and other bequests made to the hospital by the bishop in order for it to function.
Yes.
And throughout the Middle Ages, it's not just the bishop and his successors who are making donations, but there are donors of all sizes within the community, rich people, smaller people in society making smaller grants. The whole purpose being that, I suppose, effectively they're storing up treasures in heaven for themselves.
Yes, yes.
Because the hospital, I mean, we think of a hospital today as a place where if you're unwell, you go.
And you're
made better. And there's certainly that element in the medieval hospital. But it goes wider than that. It's a bit more like a sort of social centre, I suppose. They are giving alms. There were 30 beds for the sick in the hospital under the foundation charter. But the bishop also provided that every day 13 poor could come to the hospital, receive sort of outrelief, if you like, warm themselves by the fire.
Yes.
There was provision for the instruction of 7 poor scholars.
Oh, right.
So, you know, it's wider than
the
health
yes,
angle.
Yes.
But then there's another very interesting dimension to this, which really puts us into the medieval mind, and that is the whole question of piety, which runs through the foundation of the hospital and the running of it in the Middle Ages. Medieval people believed that society consisted of both the living and the dead.
Oh, right.
And, of course, when you died, they believed that one of three things happened. If you were bad, you went straight to hell. If you were good, or if you'd suffered in this mortal life, you might go straight to heaven. The majority of people would go to purgatory.
Oh, right. So
and
then you had to work your way out.
You had to work your way out. And the way to get out, the quick way to get out of purgatory, was to get the living to say prayers and masses for your soul.
Oh, right, yes.
So making charitable bequests
speeded
that process up.
Yes.
So the bishop may well have been a philanthropist, but also he was looking for his the future of his eternal soul.
Yes, oh, I can see that. And what is the UNESCO status going to do? Does it offer financial support for the record office?
It doesn't offer financial support per se, but the kudos that comes with this.
Yes,
with it, we would hope will open doors for us.
Right.
We have been very good in the past at getting grant awards from external sources, and we think that this will be an additional string to our bow in the future.
So obviously you've got a very good reputation in the field, and long may it continue.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning.
That's
my great
pleasure.
Yes, I'm sure.